Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom. And a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh, modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style, all for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast, free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. I always like to start with something interesting. And how about a brand new app? Ever wondered how your kitty cat is doing, how she's feeling? I mean, what's going on? Well, there's an app called Tabby. It uses your phone's camera to, they say, determine your pet's mood based on their ear and head position, the cat's eye narrowing, muscle tension, and how their whiskers change. I'm not really sure how this works, so don't ask me meow. Yeah, I know. I saw you laugh about that one. And welcome once again to another hour of the Kim Commando Show. It's the most trusted source for all things digital. It's the biggest show in the entire universe about all things digital. I am, of course, your digital pro, Kim Commando, here with you once again. And you can find us on over 425 top stations from coast to coast. I love that. And we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can find us streaming as a webcast, a podcast, all 3 hours, commercial-free, on demand over at getkim.com. It's a free 30-day trial, so you can try us out. And then after that, it's just a few bucks a month. And a special thank you goes out to our servicemen and women in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, Coast Guard, and the Space Force who are protecting our great nation, listening to us on the American Forces Network Radio. And I'm sure you have at least one or two questions about something digital that you're sitting there that I can lend a hand to. I mean, you can Google anything, but you can't Google my trusted advice. So that's why you want to call our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And I'd like to thank Total AV for helping to make this show possible. With the countless threats on the internet, from phishing sites to password-stealing malware, you might think the more security you have, the better. Well, different programs, they serve different purposes. You should only be using one antivirus program. What you want to do is stack all these antivirus programs, so you just want to pick one powerhouse for all your needs. And that's why I recommend Total AV's industry-leading security suite. It's easy to use. It offers the best protection in the business. In fact, it's received the renowned VB100 Award for detecting more than 99% of malware samples in the last 3 years in a row. Now, listen to this. Plus, this protection covers up to 5 of your or your loved one's devices under a single plan. So whether you're on a Windows, Mac, iOS, Android device, here's what you want to do. Just install the easy-to-use app, and you're protected. Now, I've negotiated an exclusive introductory discount just for you. Right now, you can get the first year of Total AV for only $19, but you have to go to this address. That's over 85% off. Wow. Really great savings, and it covers up to 5 devices, just $19 for the first year. Head over to protectwithkim.com. Once again, protectwithkim.com. All right, let's start with 5 things that you need to know about consumer tech to keep you up to date, help you how use your devices better, how to save your money, good things like that. And I'm going to start with a life hack that's going viral online. And people are talking about how great it is, how wonderful it is, and why didn't we know about this sooner? But it's a life hack that I don't want you to do. It's not honorable. And I know you have integrity, and it works like this. Let's say you receive a book that you want to read on Amazon. So you fire up your Kindle or you fire up your Kindle app on whatever device you're using. And then you're like, okay, I'm going to read this book now. Okay. And then you read the book in under 7 days. Then you return the book and you get a full credit back for the purchase price of the book. And here's the reason why. Amazon lets you return the ebook in less than 7 days if you accidentally purchase it. So you have to lie and say, oh, I really didn't mean to buy this. So the hack tells you how to read books for free by cheating. And they go on to say, we're going to hurt Amazon. They're big tech. We don't like them. Let's stick it to Amazon because they hurt the mom and pop shops across the country. You're not hurting Amazon. They make billions of dollars every day, every month, however much they're making. I think last I saw they're making $800,000 a minute. So you're not hurting Amazon with your $14.95 purchase or $9.99 or whatever it may be. You're hurting the authors. That's right, because they don't make money when you do this. Nothing. You're not hurting Amazon. By the way, Amazon knows how much of that book that you read, every single page, how long you've been on that page, when you read it, what you skipped over. It's all in the tracking that they do. Number two on our list, you better brush up on why you missed that video call. Yeah, the top excuses of why you missed video calls. You know, think about it. I would try to attend, but my internet's down. I'm not really sure what happened. My computer was updating, and then it just froze. How about this excuse? I had the wrong meeting details. I just couldn't log in. My battery died on my phone. Ugh, I wish I could have been there. I had an appointment with my therapist. Otherwise, I really would have loved to have turned that Zoom meeting. Or actually, somebody told me this. I'm not going to say who it is, but somebody on staff once told me they apologized because they couldn't attend the Zoom meeting and the Google Meet meeting because they had to go to the bathroom really, really bad. And actually, the person said, I'll spare you the details. I'm like, no, okay. I guess that's good for me. So here's why you need to know about all these excuses. In a big Google Meet video call, it's hard to keep track of who is there and who is not there. That's in the past, not anymore, because Google Meet is getting a whole slew of new features. You'll now see a new also invited heading. That's right. So you can see much easier on whether everybody who's there actually joined the meeting. Busted. Then there's a new RSVP status of invitees, including those who are in attendance. So somebody who said, yes, I'll be there. But they're not there. Why is that? And it's all easier now to send messages to invitees to check their status too. So it's all within the Google Meet tab. Which leads us to number three. Google and Microsoft are sitting in a tree, C-O-P-Y-I-N-G. Copying, that's right. Since 2006, when Google came out with G Suites, which is now called Workspace, they wanted to get each and every one of Microsoft Office customers. So what they did is they came out with Google Docs to compete with Word, Sheets for Excel, Calendar Outlook, right, Slides for PowerPoint, you understand. And Google isn't doing all that great. I'm not saying that it's bad, but they're not doing all that great. Okay. They say 58% of all companies are using Microsoft Office 365 or Microsoft 365 versus 15% for Google Workspace. Now, I have to tell you, we use Google Workspace. I think it's great. And I love that everything's now in the cloud. And it really is the big equalizer because no longer are you sending, you know, Google Docs via email and hoping that you have the right version of it. It's just crazy. You can import Google Docs into Word and Word into Google so we don't have that barrier of entry as well. And it really is great for collaboration. Oh, that money and difference, by the way, Microsoft makes, I looked this up, on Office 365, they make every year $15 billion. Google is at $5 billion. These are really, really big money makers for the company. And so that's why you can see why Google Workspace is really going after Microsoft. And you think that I would have stayed with Microsoft Office. After all, I took a ton of classes to be a Microsoft Office professional. I really did. And I tried to learn everything. I almost wrote a book on Microsoft Office. You could say that I really excelled at it. Number four on our list, a way cooler way to get those groceries delivered. Talk about porch pirates. They're the worst. Get that package from Amazon you've been waiting for only to know that it's got ripped off. Now, what about groceries? See, that's the problem. When you order groceries, you have to be at home in order to get the groceries. But not anymore. There's a startup called Home Valet, and they have a temperature-controlled smart box designed specifically for grocery deliveries. It's 120 pounds. It's internet connected. It has one side that's cooled, right? And one side that's not. Super smart. And the app will let you know when something has been delivered. It also has a built-in camera so you can see what's going on. It's not cheap. It's not cheap at all. How much do you think you'd pay for something like this? No, you're wrong. $500. $500. And a monthly subscription, $10 a month to use the app. And here's the deal. Walmart says they're going to start letting their delivery subscribers start using it. But still, you're going to have to pay the $500. So for deliveries that need to get warm, they can be still just kept in a corner of your porch. Because after all, it's always there, 90 degrees. Thank you. Thank you. Stay for the soup. Okay, then the last thing at number five, get an Andrew Jackson. What? How'd you like to get $20 for free to use on Amazon Prime Day? That begins on July 12th, by the way. Yes, there's a secret way to get $20 from Amazon for you to use on Prime Day. Amazon's going to give you $20. You just have to meet a few requirements. First of all, you have to be an Amazon Prime member. And then you never have ever downloaded the Amazon photo app before. I know you're like, Amazon? Have a photo app? Kim, you're kidding me. Yes, that's right. You may not know, with your Amazon Prime membership account, you get unlimited photo storage. It's a perk I know not too many people use, including me. I don't use it. Anyway, to get the free $20, download the Amazon Photos app on iOS, Android, or your desktop. Then you just have to upload one photo to the app. One photo. You're not going to do this. But you have to act quickly. The offer ends on July 8th. So download the Amazon Photos app, upload one photo today, and you're going to get a free $20 to spend on Amazon Prime Day. Isn't that something? All right, let's talk about LinkedIn. As the sun comes out and small businesses are back in business, LinkedIn Jobs makes it easier to grow your team. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the people who you'd like to interview faster, and they do it for free. You can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 810 million people. Wow. Then add your job in the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring so your network can help you find the right people to hire. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and who you'd like to hire. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates worth interviewing faster, and every week, nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn. So you can post your job for free. Go to this address, because I want you to support our advertisers who help make this show possible. Head over to linkedin.com/Kim. That's linkedin.com/Kim to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. That's linkedin.com/Kim. All right, coming up in this hour, we have Brand New or Not True. And I'm going to warn you that it's a tough one. You better have your thinking cap on. Oh, we've got ways that you can track the stars with the best astronomy apps. After all, it is summer. Oh, I love this digital life hacks tip. You are too. We're going to talk about how you can make money renting out your whole house, your kitchen, or just your backyard. Talk about your Amazon Echo. That's what I'm telling you. This hour is just jam-packed. You don't want to miss a moment. Later on, an eSIM card. What is that and why do you need it? And of course, you have more of me and more of your phone calls here on The Kim Komando Show.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. I'd love to hear from you at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder, you can always drop me your question via email. I know it's kind of old school, but it's the way that I like. Keeps myself organized. I read every single note that you send me through the website. Head over to komando.com, and in the right-hand corner, there's a link in the upper right-hand corner that says email Kim. And we're moments away from the best astronomy apps that you can go out and see the stars this summer. And how about we start with Sharla in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Hello there, Sharla.
Hi, Kim. I am Welcome. A new listener, and I love, love, love your show. It is fabulous.
Oh, you're so I sweet. Where have you been the last 20 years? Oh, you love my jokes? Oh, you should have said that sooner. We would have taken your call like an hour ago.
Oh, well,
so how can I help you, Charlotte?
Okay, here's my question, Kim.
Okay.
I have applied for a car loan off my Android phone, and my question is, how is it possible for the car dealer to have my sister's Social Security number when all I did was apply on a quick app with my name and my address? They have her Social Security number on the application.
And then where does your sister live?
She lives in Iowa.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was going to say we have the same last name as her maiden name, but she has been married for 30 years with her married name. I'm just totally confused.
You know, it's hard to say because there are so many databases out there with our personal information, right?
Right.
And some of it is creepy accurate, and other times it could be completely off, right? I'm not really sure which database that this car dealer is referencing or what they're using, whether it's an insurance database, whether it's just like a people search. But it sounds like because they have her Social Security number, that maybe she applied for something somewhere in their network, or maybe the car dealers are exchanging that data. It's very difficult to say, but glitches like this do happen, and that's why it's good for us to all have, you know, some form of identity theft protection just in case.
Right.
That's something.
And that's,
you know,
exactly how I found out. She got flagged. She got flagged and called me and asked me why I used her Social Security number. I'm like,
gosh.
What? I don't even know your Social Security. But yes, and I was like, so I thought of all people, Kim will know something.
Well, you know, you could tell your sister, you know what, I know I borrowed your purse and I didn't bring it back in the best condition, but I'm not buying a car,
right,
you know, using your Social Security.
Not to mention the car dealer doesn't even have to have that great credit at the car dealer. I'm like, why would I do that? But anyway, logical explanation.
You know, what I would do is make sure I would ask her to look at her credit file. And to see if there's some inaccurate information on her credit file, because that's some, you know, there's some wrong data field in some place, right?
Right.
And the great data gods in the sky are doing that. But I would ask her, have you checked your credit files or anything on that?
No, I have not.
Yeah, but I would check yours, and I would ask her to check hers. And to have your sister check hers, because there's some field that's off. You know, and every Tuesday, what's happening over at our website, commando.com, Cheryl, I don't know if you know this, is Opt-Out Tuesday. And we've been putting this for about 8 weeks now, and I think it's going to go for about another 16 or 20 weeks, because it seems like there's always a new site that pops up. But that's where we're giving you the step-by-steps to remove your personal information from people search databases. Because that's also how identity thieves will get involved. And imagine if this had happened and it wasn't you who actually, and she didn't know who to call. So that's why I'm really stressing that both of you check your credit files and your credit reports to make there's everything's there. But every Tuesday, we're going to teach you how to get out of one people search site. So we've already done Bin Verified, US Search, People Search, Zaba Search, Family Tree Now. I mean, there's just been a whole slew of them. And don't worry, we have all the archives there, too. So if you missed a week, don't worry about it. But every Tuesday is Opt-Out Tuesday. If you'd like to see the whole list, just search for Opt-Out Tuesday over on commando.com. And thank you as a new listener in Myrtle Beach. I love getting new listeners to the Kim Commando Show. Thank you, Charlotte, so much. And tell your sister to listen, too, because we are all over Ohio. And you can always find your local affiliate radio station by heading to commando.com/stations or just hit find a station on the home. All right, it's summertime. The living's easy and you're going outside and maybe you want to start looking at the stars, okay? You know, we did a lot of research looking for the best stargazing apps of 2022. And Sky Safari 7 Pro is pretty awesome. You can connect it to a telescope. You can see what's visible in your sky, even record your observations. It will notify you of celestial events, eclipses, meteor showers, and it's $25. Now, if you're Android, they don't have the most recent version for Android out. It's $20. Now, Night Sky, though, is one of the best astronomy apps for your iPhone. It has 1.7 billion celestial bodies. You just point your iPhone, your iPad, the sky, and that's what's so cool about it. And it's free. And it will tell you exactly what you're looking at, whether it's a satellite or if it's a planet. And the Night Sky app, it's free, as I mentioned, for iOS. Now, if you're on, you're not on an iPhone, you're going to want Starwalk 2, okay? It does a lot of the same features as the iPhone app I just mentioned. If you're looking for those names again, head over to the website, komando.com, of course, and then when you're there, just search for, I don't know, Night Sky apps, and the list will pop up. Stay right where you are. Brand New or Not True is coming up.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All right, I dreamt up America's favorite radio game show sensation many years ago, and we call it Brand New or Not True because every week we get all kinds of new tech products released and announced, and we sit there and we go, what were they thinking? Or, wow, that was such a great idea. So when playing Brand New or Not True, I present you, the home listener, along with a very, very special guest contestant, three gadgets in the tech world. Now, two are fake and one is real. And you'll notice that no product names are given because some people cheat. Don't want to give them that little angle. And so no product names. So remember, two products are fake and one is true. If you win, you get the exclusive Kim Komando Show fanny pack that you're just going to love. And let's see, this week on Brand New or Not True, we are welcoming Todd from Traverse City, Michigan. Hi there, Todd.
Hi, Kim. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. And what do you do in Traverse City?
Well, I drive public transportation in Traverse City, so I get people from point A to point B in a safely manner.
Yay, we love that, and thank you for doing that. So are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right, okay. Now, do you consider yourself fairly tech savvy?
I am a big time. My house is a smart house. I am connected all the way around, so...
Okay. All right. Okay. Woo-hoo-hoo. All right. You better pay attention. This week's tough. Product number one, what's your favorite candy? What's your favorite candy?
My favorite candy is a Jolly Rancher.
Oh, that's great. Because imagine if you could make Jolly Ranchers at home and use a 3D printer whenever you want. Well, welcome to the future. You can now buy a 3D pen filled with melted candy that you can draw in your favorite shape. Just plug it in, give it a couple of minutes. It preheats the candy and you're all set. There are different candy cartridges, strawberry, grape, lemon. And so you can just draw your snack to your heart's content. From a health standpoint, it's not too bad. The sugar is, the candy is sugar-free. The pen costs $50, but like a printer, it needs refills. A pack of 40 candy cartridges, about $30. So product number one is a 3D pen that can print your own candy. You know, my sister told me a joke about candy bars. It wasn't that funny, so I just snickered. Okay, sorry.
Good one.
All right. Product number two. You know, companies are retrofitting offices for employees coming back to work. So they're rearranging workspacing. They have heavy-duty air filtration systems and even temperature checks. In some places, they're still taking your temperature when you walk in. Others have robots. But now there's a more affordable option. It's a webcam with a twist. It looks like your typical monitor-mounted webcam, but it has a thermal sensor built in. So when you come in for work, you sit down at your desk, it does a forehead scan. If you're good, you're allowed to log into your computer. If not, well, the camera notifies your manager. It's pretty expensive, $279 per camera, and then there's a monthly fee starting at $99 per month. And finally, number three, have you seen the show Yellowstone streaming on Netflix?
I've not watched an episode. No, I've not watched an episode, but my coworkers talk about it all the time.
Oh, it's fabulous. You know what? It's fabulous. You're looking for something really wonderful to watch. Check it out. It's not on Netflix or Hulu anymore. You have to get all four seasons on Peacock, or you can buy them on Amazon, just to let you know. But it's all about rodeos and cowboy hats and boots. And because of Yellowstone, all cowboy gear is just flying off the store shelves or online. I mean, heck, even the original Star Wars trilogy was known for Western-style boots and spurs. Well, wouldn't you know it, spurs are back. But for the 21st century, instead of actual spurs, these are small rectangular gadgets that clip to your cowboy boots and other certain footwear, as long as the sides aren't too thick. You power them on, you download the app, and these smart spurs replicate the sound of spurs when you walk, thanks to the built-in accelerometer that links to your phone. You can even have a little fun and change the sound to more festive jingle bells or galloping horses, and other sounds are on the way, and a pair of smart spurs, $39.99. Okay. All right, so we have the 3D pen to print your own candy, the webcam with the temperature sensor built in, or the smart spurs. So, Todd, pressure's on, dude.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Right.
Because, you know, all three of them seem like they would be a product that people would want to have. But I am going to go with number two. I think the heat-sensored camera would be the ticket today.
That would be it. All right. Okay,
yes.
That's Todd's final answer. Okay, so let's go to the judges and let's see if you're right, Todd. Judges?
Oh.
Sorry, Todd.
Oh, darn.
Create your own edible 3D candies. All Polaroid candy cartridges are sugar-free and contain natural flavorings. Create
That's
your
right.
own sweets with the Polaroid Candy Play 3D Pen, available now for just $34.99.
There you go. Yep,
All
you can
right.
make your own candy. You can print your own candy.
I can get my Jolly Rancher
right.
whenever I want one.
Exactly. All right, so I know you have a question for me. Tell me what it's all about.
Well, I have a small YouTube channel, and I use the word small because I don't seem to be growing. I feel my content is good. I feel that my presentation is good. And I have 19 followers or subscribers.
Really?
19, and 50% of them do watch when I put a new video up. I do videos about beer. And we
That's
taste
good.
Them and we give them an opportunity to see what it's like and all that. And I don't seem to be growing. I haven't added a subscriber in 3 weeks. And my question is there anything in the Google world? Because on YouTube, you can find me easily. But when I Google myself, I don't seem to pop up in a listing of that. And we all know that Google is the number one search engine.
And YouTube's number two.
Yes. And
exactly.
So I'm just looking at one of those kind of things where I'm just not getting the exposure. And I do it for fun. This isn't for money. This is just people want to come to my Traverse City, Michigan, and if they're going to go to a brewery, I'm giving them an opportunity.
Well, you know, how fun is that?
Yeah.
I think that's great. I mean, you know, if I were you, I'd be like telling everybody on the bus, be like, okay, here's the deal. Okay, while we're stopped at a light, I want you to go to youtube.com/whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
Well, and so with your YouTube channel, what I want you to do is make sure that you have keyword descriptions.
Okay. Correct.
So Michigan.
Yep,
Michigan beer. Okay, and all that other good stuff. You know, Michigan beer, tasting, review. And you have to ask people to subscribe. You know, when you start the video and at the end of the video, do me a favor, hit that big subscribe button right at the bottom.
Hit the like button.
And yeah, not even. You want to, like is okay, but I would really go for subscribe. Okay.
Okay.
And then on your Facebook page, you want to put out the same pleas to all your family members and friends. But on Facebook and on Instagram, you can actually tell people, do me a favor and tell five people about
right.
it. Okay, so we want to start some grassroots.
Tell five people. All right.
Right. Grassroots marketing. You know, five. If you ask people for 10, they're like, oh, crap, that's a lot of people. Five is like, that's doable. Okay. Now, because you mentioned, like, you know, if you could buy some ads, you can certainly do that. And what's nice about if you start buying Google ads, and before you buy Google Ads, I actually want to look at your YouTube channel myself.
Okay.
And I want to make sure that everything's good. Because before we start spending money, I want to make sure that your YouTube presentation is just spot on, Todd. You know what I'm talking about? Like it's smoking. So that this way, if we're buying ads and we're paying for it, we don't want somebody to look at it and go, oh, well, that was a waste of my time, right?
Exactly. I mean, we don't want to do that.
So the thing is that when you start buying Google Ads, AdWords is what it's called, is that they walk you through the entire process. And how you pay is you pay on a cost per click. Okay. So when somebody clicks on your ad and goes to your YouTube channel, that's when you pay. Otherwise, it doesn't cost you a dime. And you can also bid on cost per clicks. And so maybe it'll come up if somebody types in, which I bet you it's not going to be very expensive, Traverse City beer, if they type that into Google, is that that's probably not going to be as expensive as, say, insurance because right. or car insurance because they're going to pay more money. So the cost per click, like on business to business, the average is about $3 per click. Okay. E-commerce is less than $1 per click. Education is $2.40 per click. If you were in the automotive business, it'd be about $2.50 a click. So it's all over the board. And right. then you can now narrow it down to demographics. I'm looking for a male or female over the age of 45 who is in this zip code or has searched for travel to Michigan in the last 3 months, 6 months. I mean, so it gets very detail oriented. But it's definitely worth if you are finding that your traffic has stagnated. We have started buying ads recently on Facebook to start increasing our newsletter subscriptions, and it's working. The cost of acquiring a new newsletter subscriber is a lot cheaper than when we try to do other means. And so, and what's nice about it is that you can really fine tune your customer, and your customer being somebody to go out to your YouTube channel. So, what I'd like to do is to make sure that we have, that I have a link to your YouTube channel. So make sure that you give that to, I think, Amber Screening today. And then let me check it out. And then, and because you're such a great guy, we're going to give you a Kim Komando Show fanny pack anyway, even though you didn't win.
Oh, that is very nice of you. Something I also do, Kim, you're affiliated here in Traverse City, Michigan, WTCM AM 580. There is a couple that does a radio show about beer. And I contribute to that radio show. I'm their ace reporter. I bring in beers, or if I go to a brewery and evaluate a beer, and then we talk about it on the radio. And the Kim Komando Show is the show immediately after our live show.
Oh, how fun is that? Okay, you know what, Todd? Todd, that's the perfect place for you to beg. And you know what?
I do.
And you can even do you say I'm begging? Just say
it. No, I don't
just
say I'm begging, but I mentioned that if you want to hear more of these, go on my YouTube
channel. No, you want to say, listen, here's the deal. I was on the Kim Komando Show, and she told me to beg you. That's it. To go check out my YouTube channel and to hit the big old subscribe button, because I was embarrassed that an egg, a video of an egg, has more likes and subscribes than I do. Okay, so, you know, make it a little funny, make it a little cute, and then just, you know what? You got to just lay it out there, Todd. Just put it out there. Hey, if you want more information about how to buy Google Ads, I'm going to post some links over inside the Komando community. Let's go ahead and do our digital life hacks right now. And this week is brought to you by GoodRx. GoodRx helps you compare prescription prices at local pharmacies and can save you up to 80%. Learn more at GoodRx.com/Kim.
GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, Medicare and Medicaid. In 2021, GoodRx users saved 81% on retail prescription prices.
All right, so this week's digital life hack is how you can make money by renting out your whole house, your kitchen, or your backyard. We're going to go through this really quickly. First one, Pier Space. A lush outdoor space in Chicago includes access to a nearby home's dining room, living room, and kitchen, 2,000 square feet. The owner's bringing in $65 an hour by leasing it out. A two-floor loft in Atlanta, 1,800 square feet, goes for $125 an hour. Now, Pier Space is going to take a 15% fee. Next up is Gigster. They charge 15%. In Portland, get this, 450 guests can enjoy the simple life on a farm from the 1800s. They have a 10,000-square-foot space, tables, chairs, cold storage, $400 an hour. Finally, Home Studio List, as they take some money too. They take about 30%, but we found a home in Austin. They call it the Boho Daydream. $350 an hour. So we've got links to all these places that you can check out. Head over to Commando.com and hit the link that says Kim Show. And still to come, we have more of your phone calls and more tips you don't want to miss.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom. And a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh, modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style, all for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast, free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
Hey, if you're not getting our daily podcasts, our daily tech update, and my daily digital life hack, you're totally missing out. Wherever you get your podcasts, just search for Commando with a K and make sure that you listen and subscribe and you rate and review our daily tech updates. And wow, to Travis City we go. Another caller from Travis City. Hi there, Jenny. Glad to have you with us.
Hi. This is great to talk with you. I just want you to know that because of you, my family thinks I'm a tech-savvy senior citizen. It's true.
Excellent. Excellent. Don't ever tell them about me. Just let them think like, whoa. I mean, you better watch out because Jenny is like, she's on this. She's going to totally see through all your crap. She is.
No, it's been great, though. All the tips, and it's just helped me immensely, for sure. That's why I knew I had to get in touch with you when I had some questions about streaming.
Okay.
My son is the one that kind of let me know about this service, because I'm always trying to, like, cut back on our cable, you know, service. It's expensive. So he had told me about this. Can I say it on the air?
I see what it is, and yeah. I can tell you I know what it is.
Okay.
It's one of these boxes, you know, where you can get 8,000 channels.
Oh, yeah.
And you get all the movies and the sports and all the pornography that you want for $24.95.
Yeah,
yes, it's very tempting. It's very tempting.
Yeah. What do you say about it, though? You know, how do you tell people not to do it? Because it is tempting. I don't like the porno part of it, of course.
Okay, but all right. So these sites and these boxes, they come and go, and they have for many, many years.
Oh, okay.
As soon as they come up, because they're violating everybody's copyright known to mankind.
I figured that. Yeah.
Is that they go away?
Right.
They're located on the internet. You know, it's not over the cable or anything like that.
No.
They're IP boxes.
Right.
And you never quite know what you might be getting.
Yeah.
That's my concern. Because
right.
if you click on something, is it a malware or is it virus? And, you know, it has been known that some of these cable companies that, I mean, I don't know if it's true or not, but there was a rumor that they were actually putting stuff on some of these boxes so that people would be shut down and not using them. I don't recommend them. I don't use them. I think you're stealing. And as soon as you fire this up, I'm going to be out of business. Do me a favor, Jenny. Look this company up. And at the Better Business Bureau, you'll see that they have an F rating. Hey, so many people are going to be traveling this summer. If you're thinking about going overseas, I want you to look at something called an eSIM card. It's the letter E in SIM card. It allows you to save money and avoid those expensive roaming charges. And just search the website for eSIM card and stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour of the Kim Commando Show that you never, ever want to miss. How could you do that to me? Here on the Westar Multimedia Network. One more thing, make sure that you sign up for our free tech newsletters delivered right to your inbox. Head over to commando.com/subscribe now while you're thinking about it. Once again, that's commando.com/subscribe. And thanks for listening. I appreciate you.
If
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out Pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.